West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. We're just doing it, aren't we? Hope everybody had an amazing turkey day.
Oh, I'm stuffed to the brim.
Still?
Yes.
You didn't go jogging on Friday or anything to wear it off?
I always go for a walk, and then I only take like three steps out of my house. And I'm like, I'm just going to go take a nap.
Oh, my gosh. Do you convince little Rusty to take a nap or no? Little Rusty don't like the nap, does he?
No.
No.
That guy only takes 30 minutes, and then he's like, wait, I'm missing out on the world and everything.
I can't blame him. He has FOMO, fear of missing out. Yeah. Little Rusty. He's an active little fella, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's an understatement.
All right. Well, folks, we appreciate you joining us here as we're... Man, I tell you what, this is the end. We're headed into Christmas.
This is our last.
We're almost there.
Saturday of November.
It is. That's my point. It's crazy stuff, huh? Time just flies when you're having fun.
No kidding.
Yep, for sure. Let's see what we're doing here. That reminds me of something that I need to follow up on in relation to transmission. So.
But, is this happening at the shop?
Yeah, okay. I just saw a thing that I thought to myself. I said, you know, need to follow up on that for sure.
Is there a particular vehicle that's having a transmission issue?
No, it's somebody that owes us a credit.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So,
you know, if these things just pop into my head, then I go, oh, you know what? I need to make a note about that because that's an important you know, as far as that goes. You ever had that happen to you?
Oh, randomly all the time. And then, unlike you who writes it down, I just say, oh, I'll make a mental note of
A lot of times I email myself so that when I get to my desk, it pops up on my Outlook and I go, oh, yeah, I got to deal with that.
Yeah, for some reason, all my technology just reset this week. So all my login information has just completely vanished.
No, you got to start all over.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's because, so this past birthday, I just got a brand new laptop. So I logged into all of my information, and for some reason, it locked me out of my other devices. So I'm going to have to go back home later on today and start re-logging into everything I know.
There you go.
Top to bottom. So.
There you go. Hopefully you got to memorize. Otherwise you got to hit that password reset, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's another process and a half to deal with too. Technology. Love it.
Well, you know, when it's there, it's fun. When it's not, it's not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So for sure. Let's see here. Do. Yep. Hey, we got some great stuff going on. I tell you what are we talking about today? Oh, extended warranties, Brendan's favorite thing.
I mean, yes and no. Sometimes no, because again, there's some good ones, but there's also a lot of ones that are scammy scams. And
oh, there's a lot of scammy ones out there. So we're going to talk a bit about those for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I see so many people. It's so fun. Well, it's not funny because I tell people all the time, be very careful about what you buy when it comes to these, as far as you go. A quality one of these is extremely expensive. I mean, you could spend anywhere from $3,500 to $7,500 for an extended warranty that's of quality, right?
Right, right.
I see them sold for The commercials you see on TV, be weary. Although one of them that's on TV all the time can't even be sold in California. So at least us people in California are safe from that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, I see a lot of these that you're not getting what you think you're getting. So make sure and do your research, figure out what it is you want to buy, because there's a lot of verbiage in these that prevent from. We had a a Winnebago that had an extended warranty on it. And the failure was a radiator cracked on it, mm-hmm. and it overheated and it melted the motor down. They refused to cover it, this extended warranty did, because it didn't start internally. It started externally, which caused the internal failure of the motor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they stated it was not covered. So they do things like that. There's all kinds of wordage and verbiage in there, and that's how they get around not paying for stuff.
For sure, for sure.
And that's a big deal. This is a $20,000 motor.
One of the big things I want to say about extended warranties is I think usually if you can do it through the manufacturer itself, not the specific dealership, but the manufacturer, that can help a little bit for sure. They're usually a little bit more, I would say.
If you're talking about like you buy a new car and Ford's extended warranty or GM's extended warranty, Chrysler's extended, they do cover a lot of things. Yes.
And I mean, I'm reading.
They are not cheap though. Those things are like $6,000-$7,000 for one of those.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the ones I'm reading on here, this person had the Subaru Gold warranty, which gave her an extra 5 years, 100,000 miles. Mm-hmm. And, after the 1 year mark, she only drove it 20,000 miles. Her hydraulics for the rear lift gate gave out, and luckily the warranty did cover it. So, and again, it wasn't a dealership
specific. Yeah, well, and here's the thing though. A lot of people end up not using those.
Yeah.
So you'll spend, see, that's another thing. When you buy a car brand new, remember every car comes with a warranty. So a lot of cars these days are either 3 years, 36, 5 years, 60,000 miles, you know. And some of them, like the Kia Souls we buy, come with a standard 336 warranty plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, which covers the engine and transmission, which are the two most expensive repairs you'll ever do on a vehicle, right?
Absolutely.
If you have to do one of those. They come with pretty good warranties. So you buy an extended warranty. A lot of people sell the car before that even kicks in, to be honest with you, is what they bank on. And if it's not transferred, then it's kind of money wasted.
Absolutely.
So
I think the best way to describe this whole thing too is it's honestly a coin flip. Yes, you're absolutely right. Some people don't even use the extended warranty period during that time.
Correct.
And it's even a coin flip to whether your car does break down during that time period or not in terms of certain things. That's why dealerships have that certain aspect of, oh, this thing needs to get replaced at this mileage, when you know for a fact, for example, Brian, that these things break down just prior to...
Often.
Quite often, yeah. Just prior to that, where that mileage mark will hit.
Well, a lot of the problem with thing, you know, when you talk new cars, electronics and things like that, once they get past, just like your desktop computer, once it's past what we call a burn-in period, those items don't fail for the pretty much the period of time the car is covered under warranty, mm-hmm. unless they're failed by something introducing it to it. So and usually it's things like later on, you know, after 100,000 miles, what happens? A coil, we don't change spark plugs. It overstresses a coil. The coil shorts out. The coil takes the driver out. The PCM coil driver is bad. So now you put, you know, replace a coil in that and on there. And now you got to replace a powertrain control module because that it shorted out. You didn't do the maintenance items like that. So my point to that is, like, electronic failure after the burn-in period is typically caused on a vehicle by something else failing that causes that component to fail.
Right, right. I'm reading this one. I've never heard of this. It says my credit union offered an extended warranty on my car. I've never heard of that before.
Well, and you know why they do that sometimes?
Why is that?
Because they feel like all too many times you see cars, that break down, folks still owe money on them and they don't have money to fix them. So they feel like sometimes if you had an extended warranty with it, that the repairs might be covered, and therefore then you keep making your payments and the car gets fixed and is drivable. Because I'll tell you this, if a car breaks down, blows up a motor and you owe money on it and you leave it at a repair shop, you're probably not making your payments on it.
Definitely not. Nope.
And then they got to come recover the car and take it and do whatever with it, right?
Yeah. So I just never knew that before. A credit union can offer that too. I didn't know that. So.
Yeah.
See, I learned something new every single week
sell
with
those.
You,
Brian. Yeah. Yep. So, by the way, all those offered to you, whether you buy a used car lot, buy it at a new car lot or whatever, there's a commission paid on those.
Yes.
That's absolutely why people like to sell them also when they're car salespeople. And keep in mind, no matter what, it's I love the commercials on these things when you see them on TV. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that it make it feel I don't love the fact, but it sounds like, you know, hey, we're here, we're going to cover everything on your car for one simple fee, you buy this. Do keep in mind, these folks are like insurance companies. They're in the business of making money. There's no question about it. So they wouldn't be selling these if they weren't making money on them. So the next guy's job that works for them is every time you file a claim is try to figure out how to get out of it. Yeah. So for a lot of those, so I'm talking about the ones that you see like that. Now, are there good ones? Absolutely. Like Brendan said, the ones often sold by the manufacturers are good. But those, once again, the key to that for them is you buy them when the car's new, and often you don't have the car when it goes out of the factory warranty. You sell the car, therefore you kind of wasted your money on that. So just keep that in mind as far as that goes, and what you're going to do with the vehicle. And we often say, like, you know, it's a good idea if you not sure, you know, once again, I'm going to be, you don't probably have to have it looked at. If you're buying a brand new Chrysler and you're going to buy Chrysler's extended warranty, fine. They cover the car just like they cover the car, you know, under their original warranty, usually, most of it, depending on the level you get. You can buy just powertrain. If you buy something like that, that's just engine transmission covered, which is fine, you know, if you want to prevent the expensive things. Or you can buy some of these, some Chrysler, GM, Ford, some of them have extended warranties that are cover everything, just like, you know, the original 3-year 36 or 5-year 60,000 mile warranty. So make sure you read into it, know what you're buying. Super important as far as that goes with these.
I was going to say the celebrity ones are pretty funny because you can obviously tell they don't buy those extended warranties. They're just there for the extra, you know, money to help promote the company itself, you know?
Well, I laugh at one. There's one that has two people sitting in a shop, mm-hmm. and they own a repair shop, supposedly. It's just funny the things that they say. I'm like, oh, so you kind of took the money to say these things when you don't. I'm not even sure that they truly own a repair shop. I don't know.
No, of course
I don't
not.
Know. I don't know the research on it, but it doesn't seem like it. Just the statements. And then, of course, we have Donica Patrick. She used to be a race car driver. Super cool lady. She does a lot of F1 stuff and things like that now, but I don't think she knows anything about fixing cars.
Nor does she know anything about racing, mind you.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Take that. Even Dave agrees with me on this.
Dave
one.
Doesn't like
His
her,
only
does he?
Win in Japan in Japan doesn't even count because everyone felt bad for her and let her win is what, that's what Dave's exact words were. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. That's what you want. Okay. I thought she was an okay racer. Personally.
What's Dave think about like Ashley Force?
Loves Ashley
Force. Oh, of course, loves man. Ashley Superstar Force. Drag racer.
Brittany Force, Brittany. He loves too. Brittany's stepping down from racing for a little bit.
She just broke the
record.
Record, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Speed record, yeah. Record. Yeah, so, and then she decided to step down, which is a perfect timing.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Her dad.
Her dad just retired.
Me and Zach met John Force one time up at in Pomona.
Nice.
Yeah, got to AAA. He used to race for AAA.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, so we got to go in sat in his trailer, chatted with him for a while. Super cool guy. Yeah, super cool guy.
He lives nearby Van Nuys, I think is how you pronounce it.
Van Nuys.
Oh, gosh.
Van Nuys.
I thought it was New.
What are you?
I don't
what
know.
Are you from
Brooklyn?
You from France?
From Brooklyn.
Van Nuys.
He just retired a couple weeks ago officially from.
Yeah.
But he'll still have his team and all that. And I
yeah,
he still
I think
has
he's having a couple health problems. They
yeah,
were
he had a pretty serious accident 16 months ago or something like that. It was a while ago, but still. He had such a successful career.
How old is
career.
He now, do you know?
He's late 70s if okay. I looked it up again.
Yeah,
but
that's what I thought.
Yeah, but this is going to be the first NHR season in 40 years without him. So Wow. That's going to be he was such a legend in the
sport. No, he is still a legend.
Yeah.
And he will always be a legend. He always will. Yeah. And his daughters are amazing drag racers. Absolutely. Too, without question. Like these guys have set all kinds of different records and wins and things. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sad that you feel like that about Danica. Yeah.
So, he's 76, by the way.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
it's a cool guy though.
Let's talk about this in a financial aspect, extended warranties. Are you familiar with Dave Ramsey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's obviously very, very against any extended warranty.
Absolutely.
Does it even matter if it's from the car, anything?
I will tell you this. If you started your own little bank account just for car repair, put money in it,
mm-hmm.
most likely when you sell the car, you'll be able to take that money and do something else with it because you won't need it so much of it that you would spend on the... So if you put the money away that you'd spend on the extended warranty is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
just put a little bank account, most likely you'll walk away with that money anyway versus buying that extended warranty.
Right, right.
So
I will say some of this, one of the things that we didn't discuss yet because other than that...
So I'm with Ramsey on that one.
Yeah, Ramsey says... they're a poor financial deal. He argues that the cost of the extended warranty is much higher than the average repair cost. Much of the money goes to profit for the company and commissions for the salesperson.
No way.
Yeah,
I just said that.
I know.
They're exactly. insurance companies. Do you think they'd be doing this if they weren't making money off
it's
of
true.
It?
It's true.
No.
Obviously, we talked about the limited coverage. So while there's a long, there would be a long list of exclusions on these extended warranties. So you're still wasting just a lot of money.
Well, and this is why I love talking about this because folks just don't, you know, to bring it to the table. But to be honest, you're right, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And so is he.
Yeah.
But go ahead with some of the other things.
The last 2 points he was making is better to self-insure. He recommends putting the money you would spend on a warranty in.
That's
the
what I
account,
just said.
Yeah. And last but not least, there's always that risk of the business going out. The economy.
Ooh, we've seen that happen.
Yeah, the economy is so unpredictable that businesses can lose money just in an instance. So it's better leaving you with no benefit and for the money that you paid and going away completely.
I forget we had one of those that we called on a repair. And it had moved. Oh, yeah. It said, you need to call this number. You call it. It was like, thank you for calling such and such in the Cayman Islands. I was like, oh, this will never get paid. This is never going to happen.
Totally.
So you leave a message. They never called you back. It was like they moved it offshore after. So, but that does happen with these. So, and they go bankrupt. There's no questions about it. And then you're left holding the bag still out of repair. So like, I agree with Mr. Ramsey. If you're going to, on most of these, bought from used car lots, bought online, stuff like that, just take the money that you would put into that, put it into a savings account, making yourself some interest a little bit here and there, and just leave it there and use it for car repairs versus buying that thing. And you're better off. You'll walk away more often than not with the money in your pocket versus the money out of your pocket.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, great stuff as far as that goes. So, Mr. Ramsey, I'm right along with you on this one. So, all good things.
And that, now, one of the things I'm noticing here, extended warranties specifically says that there could be some unauthorized shops with certain warranties. Based on that, do you have to have a certain subscription in order to say, oh, okay, we work with that warranty? Or when you look at the warranty policy, you're like, no, that's not us in particular. Is there a subscription?
Say that again one more time.
So there's some, according to what I'm reading online, it says some repairs require specific and maybe even unauthorized shops when it comes to extended warranties. Do you have to have like some kind of subscription?
No.
Okay.
No, but some extended warranties like a partner up. Like CarMax sells a lot of these when they sell cars.
Okay.
And they have a lot of different ones, different levels. We all know the names of them. You're not gonna, but the point to it is, like when we see a customer come in, like so often we'll be, CarMax refers us a lot for a lot of these. As far as, and if you have a warranty from CarMax, we handle all of them. But the point at the West Automotive Group, but the point is, we know when they come in the different ones, like, oh, this is going to be a struggle. You know what I mean?
Because
some of these you call and it's the crazy stuff they go through. Sometimes I've had to make customers like, we need every service. And, oh, look, you missed your transmission service when the manufacturer recommended it, or you didn't do this. Or I've seen them like other repairs that are not even related to engine oil changes, but they're like, oh, you haven't been maintaining your car the way you're supposed to. Claim denied. Even though it's unrelated to that. So that some of them are really tough to deal with. Other ones, not so tough, you know. But here's what I found is the more expensive they are, the easier they are to deal with. I'm just telling you. Because they've priced it knowing that they're going to pay some claims here and there. So, you know. But in the most part, 90% of people that buy these lose money on them. They just do, as far as that goes.
Now, going back to what you were just talking about there, with the CarMax one specifically, you were saying, is that the one that causes the most headache, you said?
CarMax has multiple levels of them.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. So some of them cause headaches. Some of them are okay. All of them are tough to deal with, I'll be honest with you. But we're good at dealing with them because we've learned what they want, what they need, and stuff like that. So you can, you know, advise the client, this is how this is going to look. But fair warning, and we talk about this all the time, it doesn't always cover everything. So often it'll be like, or they come up with some crazy ideas like, we don't cover that labor or that. So then as a client, you recommend. So sometimes, you know, I've seen repairs, let's say the repair is $3,000. I've seen that they're paying $2,100 and you're left with $900 out of pocket. Sometimes that makes clients upset. You got to explain to them, hey, these guys come up with their own ideas, their own pricing, what they'll do. It's not all industry standard for them.
Right.
And they have exclusions sometimes on things. So you really got to read the contract. You really, really, really need to read the contract because there's so many things that can affect what they cover, what they don't cover, what they'll pay, et cetera, things like that. So
absolutely.
Just keep that in mind without question and go from there for sure. Yeah. Good stuff to remember. So, folks, we're going to take our first break here, but I do want to let folks know Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by, in part, by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. Learn more at crcindustries.com. Great products as far as that goes with brake clean. Good stuff for sure. All right, let's take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. Auto Talk Radio is always here to make your Saturday enjoyable. Hope you're all just maybe eating some little turkey leftovers coming up a little later. If you're here on the West Coast, not yet. It's still early, right?
No, but nothing's better than a turkey leftover.
You eat turkey between 7 and 8 a.m.?
Oh, you could definitely absolutely eat turkey between
7 and 8. Throw a little in your eggs or what?
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I guess so. A little turkey sausage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brendan, turkey sausage.
Brendan, do you love food?
I love food from top to bottom.
Does food love you?
I hope so. I mean, it's looking you feel like it. On me.
It's looking like it. That's all good stuff. Anyway, all right. Well, here we are, Saturday after Thanksgiving, just doing our thing, man, as far as that goes. I love talking cars. Some great stuff here.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you coming in and joining me. I thought maybe you'd be off on the holiday weekend.
I still got to work every single Saturday still, so.
Yeah, you got to work Sunday too, don't you?
Yep.
Are you working tomorrow with Big Dave?
Of course.
Jeez. He's so funny. I was talking to him. He's like, 6 hours. I'm thinking about adding another hour.
Yeah, he's wanting to add on Saturdays.
Oh, when's he going to do Saturday? In the afternoon or something?
No, in the morning with us. It would be around 10.
Not with me.
Nope, it'll be at 10. It'll be from like 10 a.m. to noon, possibly.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's more hours.
Exactly. He's got a couple of people that are saying we would buy for you for a whole year, basically. So
really,
yeah.
What kind of show is it going to be, do you know?
It's political stuff.
Dave's going political now.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Well,
there's big money in that. So there you go, Dave.
He's never stopped being political.
No, I know, but he's car political. Sure. Then he rolls over into political. Interesting stuff. On a note, a super cool note real quick. I was just reading some from the industry, from ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, which is ASE certifies technicians independently. Mm-hmm. The CEO had written, the future of the workforce development in America is being reshaped and we need to be at the table, that's for sure. In response to Trump's administration executive order focused on high-paying skilled trade jobs of the future, the Department of Labor, Commerce, and Education recently released a comprehensive national study. The strategy is not just a roadmap, it's a signal of where federal policy priorities and funding are headed. At the heart of the strategy are principles that emphasize accountability, measurable outcomes, industry-driven standards, and the credentials that hold true in the labor market. These are the principles that ASE has been upheld for decades. The strategy's direction aligns powerfully with what ASE already provides. And this is all about, really, and you've been watching, Mike Rowe's been very outspoken about this, the trades and things like that.
Absolutely.
And it's truly where we're headed right now. Need to get some great people back in the trades. Man, these are great jobs, great paying jobs, satisfying, you know, as far as that goes. If you're a great technician, there's a spot for you in this world. So getting into training and becoming a great technician, man, you set your... You can work anywhere. It's great stuff. So as far as that goes, along with all the other automotive jobs in the industry, as far as whether it comes to parts stuff, parts management, parts house, service consultants at independent repair facilities like us, or managers at those facilities, just amazing positions available as far as that goes for great careers that pay well, that can take good care of your family for a lifetime. So just something to give a thought. If you're out there and you got kids that are growing up, graduating high school, and you don't think that college is a thing for them or the right thing, they're really good with their hands, et cetera, you might want to get them into automotive repair. There's so many options. You can always reach out to me, and I'm happy to help as far as that goes.
And not to mention, again, every place is hiring. I know one of Dave's big things is every time he goes to one of these auto shops, the first thing he says every time he comes inside the place, he says, no one says hi to me. No one says, how you doing, Dave? They say all the time, have you found me a qualified technician yet?
I don't say that to him.
I know you don't, but some other people do.
I'm sure. Well, there's always people out there looking. So, you know, but yes, it's super important to, we need great people in the trades. We do. And like I said, one of the things is it's a great way you can get initial training and be into the industry and start making a really good living and not end up with $250,000 in student loans for there's multiple kinds of degrees out there, but a lot of these folks end up with these high tuition that they owe and a degree that doesn't really place him or get him set up for a great career path. So that's all I got to say about that. So that was just from the ASE president. He's penning an open letter to the industry about some great things going on, as far as that goes. But ASE does some great things with their training and certifying technicians, et cetera. So really, really great credentials and that are recognized by the federal government and by the worldwide as far as technician-wise. So good stuff. Talking about that. So we're talking about extended warranties today with a crowd question. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido up at Escondido Auto Park there in North County Inland, 2200 Auto Parkway, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in Escondido for well over 32 years now. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County for, I'm sorry, North County, East County, West El Cajon, right? That's where Brendan goes, right?
That's right, El Cajon.
You're taking care of folks out there in East County. We got North County, East County for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks rolling up on 9 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, installer certified, taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle for coming up on 7 years now for sure. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, our fifth location, and the newest, but not too new, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, over 2 years, heading up on three there here shortly. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as all of us believe in the same philosophy: we never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced or repaired, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs on approved credit. Of course, just ask one of my managers or service consultants to help you out. And you can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis of any other concern on your vehicle, cooling system, radiator, whatever it is, get it in, let our certified experts diagnose it properly. Best money spent on any repairs with a qualified technician at a quality facility saves you thousands of dollars of unwanted parts replacement over the years, for sure. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home for your convenience as far as that goes. Meet our shuttle drivers. There's some nice gentlemen that will get you taken care of for sure. A whole team at the West Automotive Group, just amazing people. From the managers out in El Cajon, which is Ken, and the team out there, to Carlo in Kearney Mesa, Brandon in Miramar with his sidekick Miranda there, taking care of folks. These folks all run the front office. Josh up in North County, and of course Scott the manager in Escondido, along with Dylan and Rick and Danny as service consultants, and everybody working together to make sure your car repairs are as stress-free as possible. That's what we're there for sure. Get you back on the road, great warranty, and keep you rolling for sure. If you need anything automotive related, just jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get your appointment, get you in, we'll get you taken care of. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5, or Auto Talk Radio segments where we post them. If you want to grab an Auto Talk Radio segment from the podcast, are available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in for your listening pleasure. Right, Brendan?
That's right.
As we cruise right along here talking about extended warranties and that. So I don't think you're going to run out and buy one, are you?
No, definitely not.
No, I think
at this point too.
Kind sure. of the decision that we made as we keep talking about this. But, you know, it's all good. It's good stuff, right?
Very, very true. Yeah. Very
and
quickly.
If we got to bring this to people's attention. What do you want to do?
Oh, I was going to quickly say if I could read some news very quickly.
You got some automotive news?
I do, yeah. We have three different companies calling out for recalls. Ford has recalled more than 20,000 vehicles due to battery problems.
Hybrid or starter battery?
A hybrid battery.
Oh, yeah. Big money there.
Yeah. It's Ford Escapes and Lincoln Corsairs, I think they're pronounced.
Corsair.
Yeah, Corsair. Those have been recalled. A detected battery issue in the vehicles could increase the risk of injury or fire. There was a letter sent. Owners of these recalled vehicles will receive a letter with instructions in December. So
there you go.
If you have one of those cars, it's the 2020.
Keep your eye out.
Yeah, it's 2020 through 2024 vehicles specifically. They're being recalled. So look out for those. Next one, Kia and Hyundai issue major recalls over 335,000 vehicles due to a fuel tank melting risk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most fuel tanks are plastic now, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. These are for 2020 through 2024 Hyundai Hyundai Sonatas, mm-hmm. And then Kia K5s as well. So they're being recalled. It says here that these are all equipped with 1.6 liter turbocharged engines. They said that the issue stems from a purge control system check valve that can wear out over time, causing air to become pressurized in the fuel tank, and then thus melt, causing, I guess, the melting risk within it. And then last one I wanted to read for the recall, Honda is recalling 250,000 vehicles over dangerous software flaw. This is for Honda Civics specifically, 2016 through 2021 vehicles. The company warned that loose or missing lug seats inserts could cause wheel nut to loosen over time, potentially leading to wheel separation. On top of that, for the software issue specifically, it is talking about, where is this thing?
I don't know. What do you, you're reading the news.
Oh, here
you
it is. Heard it. No, no, that's the same thing as earlier. Yeah, I'm trying to find it. All right. See it. It's just saying it's a hazardous issue.
Hazardous issue. Yep, yep, yep. Is so that the, it for the bad cars?
So those are all the recalls.
Well, all sure the recalls for the week as we roll through them. Tell you what, man. We do get a lot of recalls these days, but also the technology on cars is super higher than it used to be, right?
For sure, for sure.
Just one of those
things. One of the things I did wanted to quickly mention last time, too, is you were talking about how EV vehicles aren't as particularly popular. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm thinking this is the reason why this is happening. 2026 Kia EV9 GTs mm-hmm. are now being delayed, and according to the company, number one, it's being delayed until further notice. And this is due to the changing market conditions. So as you were mentioning last week, now as much as I see a lot of commercials and media attention mm-hmm. towards EV vehicles, mm-hmm. the popularity of them isn't as high as I thought it was for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that's what Kia is noticing too with this whole situation. Now their hybrids are through the roof and I would say they still have a very niche core customer group for sure, Kias do. I know Dave is a huge fan of Kias. I mean, he went to a Kia event just 2 weeks ago and highly, highly praiseable accolades over there.
For I own a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know what they're going to quit making? The Soul.
Yes, I did hear about that too.
Yeah, they're I think be, I told you.
Yeah, they're moving.
We're not going to have any Soul.
Yeah.
There's general, a joke for you.
Yeah, there you go. Put that in there. Yeah, the Palisades are doing very well, and
they're going with bigger vehicles.
Yeah, what was the one that we just talked about last week? Hold on, now I'm going to look it up here very quickly. It won't take long because
the van Dave, they got rid of.
Dave just talked about it last week. It was the
Dave talks about all new cars.
No, I know, but there was one in particular he was talking about, and I'm trying to find it again here. Gosh darn it! It was on here last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, wait, that's it. Kia, no, starts with a T. Hold on, now I'm going to turn this down here. They were the Kia Tellurides, that's right. The Tellurides are super, super popular these days.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I believe it. Good stuff for sure.
Yeah, so very, very busy week in car news still, nevertheless.
Always, yes, yes. And technology, man, I'll tell you what, it just keeps moving. There is no question about it. So, I just saw that we have another airbag recall recently.
Oh, what we got
this time? General Motors has recalled 2014 model year vehicles over risk of exploding airbags. Well, that ain't good.
Definitely not.
The 2014 model year Chevy Cruze and Buick Verano sedans, which are at risk of the roof rail airbag inflators exploding and sending dangerous hot metal fragments flying inside the cabin.
Wow.
GM has said the issue can arise from certain older inflators, which can corrode and weaken the welded joints inside. No injuries related to the issue have been reported, but GM is aware of three incidents where and an inflator exploded. Dealers will replace airbag modules on affected vehicles. Yeah, that's a great idea. If you get that recall, if you have that vehicle, make sure you get it in. Nobody wants anything by their head exploding with shrapnel flying out of it. Bad idea, right?
Yeah, pretty bad idea. Yes.
Yeah, super bad idea. Let's not say that for sure. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back. after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Good fun stuff here. Love talking cars, man. It's my favorite thing. Love cars. It's been my life.
It's always fun to talk about. And again, I learn something new every single time with you. So that's a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. They are the number one technician recommended automotive battery worldwide. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. Good stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Data access restrictions. Oh, yeah. I love this right to repair stuff. Right to repair is an ongoing topic within the automotive industry, but it may be impossible to perform even a brake replacement on electric vehicles without being impacted by the data access issues. Yep. And we have all kinds of subscriptions, things like it. You can't just throw your brake pads on in the driveway anymore.
Oh, man.
A discussion on the topic was sparked by a user on Reddit's r/iconic5n community who sought to replace his brake pads. He soon found out that in order to do so, he would need Hyundai's J2534 diagnostic tool, which J2535 diagnostic tool is a industry standard as far as for programming and stuff like that that we use. Windows-based application available exclusively through Hyundai's Tech Info portal. Yep, which we do own on our scanners. You could otherwise buy a $20,000 Snap-on scanner and then sign up and have the software and do all those things. But yeah, requires a $60 weekly subscription, an approved hardware adapter costing over $2,000, and a constant internet connection for authentication, according to the post. So this is the point that it's making. Unfortunately for do-it-yourselfers, they're barred from using this application. The Reddit user was prompted to enter a business name and 9-digit federal identification number. Yes, you must be an auto repair facility that's can register for this. Underscores a changing landscape of right to repair, showing that everything... Well, and right to repair... Yeah, they're going to always have this. One of the big things of right to repair in the automotive world for us is that we have the availability to get this software to fix your vehicle. Therefore, making sure you have a choice where you can go to get your vehicle fixed, right?
That's right.
So, but I don't really think of it much as doing yourself in your driveway. It's gotten too expensive. You're not going to buy the software and the tools for every single car that you own. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So, well, you just read what that cost.
Cha-ching.
Doing brakes is way cheaper if you just come to us versus $2,000 for the software and all those kind of things, right?
That's right.
So you have to agree that it's technology has changed it a bit. So just super important stuff to know when it comes to dealing with your car.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so good stuff. Yeah. All right, so where are we at with these extended warranties? Brendan says he's not buying one. Yeah,
obviously. One of the things I want people to be very, very cautious of is the BBB. So there's a lot of people that'll go to, they think that the Better Business Bureau is a very trustworthy area, which it can be for some businesses, for sure. And extended warranty stuff will help you understand, okay, there's some companies that have great reviews or some that don't, but it's not the full trustworthy experience that you can have. So don't totally trust the BBB.
It's not very hard to be an accredited business with
exactly
them.
Yeah,
that's what Brendan's trying to say. So you might want to do a little more research as far as that goes. If you're one of our clients, shoot, you want to buy an extended warranty, ask them to send you the extended warranty. Bring it in. We'll read it together. We're happy to do that with you. We can show you where the pitfalls are in it. Usually, most of the time, after I go over those with clients, they don't buy them. I'm just telling you.
It's true, though. Because, again, just, it opens their eyes to, like, does. Wow, so this it had this amount of language in it, and therefore, it doesn't help me in the long run at all. It actually, like, worsens my amount of pay than what is... you know, what I could actually pay for.
So. Exactly. And as I stated before, you read it, and Dave Ramsey stated it too, you would be better off to take that money and put it in a bank account, you know, as far as that goes, and not, if that makes sense. You just don't... They're just not worth the money you spend on them, typically, most of them. So if you were to put that. Now, every once in a great while, yes, somebody says, but on average, you spend more money on that, on buying an extended warranty, than you do if you would have just paid for repairs yourself.
Yeah. Another one I want to caution people for sure, because this has been a huge, huge increase in these things, have been these fraudulent car warranty scams. That'll come about. They'll constantly leave you voicemails or a lot of spam calls over and over saying, this is your last chance to get it. You're going to be out of the loop. you're going to owe this amount of money if you don't get our warranty. Just ignore those as best as just.
They're all over the place. I just got one the other day, and I
got one yesterday as well. Yeah.
I got, but not from them. I got a credit card one.
Oh, okay.
And I answered, hello. Yeah, well, we know that your credit cards are high and you have it paying a lot of interest right now. I'm like, no, I'm not. How'd you get my number? Bye. Block. So there's a lot of that going on out there for whether it goes to car warranties, et cetera. But you're right.
Yes.
It's a scam. Be very careful. Please do not buy these things.
Exactly.
And it's never your last chance. So just remember that. There's always a, when it comes to those that come around. And any quality ones aren't doing those kind of phone calls.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So stay away from those for sure, 100%. We don't want you purchasing anything that's... not of quality or will waste your money, to be honest with you. And that's really what this is about. Because all too often, you know, one of the statements that I've heard is, well, when I bought this, the person I was buying it from, the car salesperson says that the extended warranty covers my vehicle bumper to bumper. Well, usually that's not the case.
No, not at all. Because, again, they'll have some really, really vague wording in there.
Most, sure. 99% of these warranties are not as good as the manufacturer's warranty by the car. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you. 99% of them. Be very careful with what you're buying. That's a buyer beware is a big thing with these, I tell everybody. If you don't understand the contract, get somebody that understands to read it first before you purchase the thing, because you might be surprised at what you hear. You really might be, as far as that goes. There's just so many things that can go wrong when purchasing one of these contracts. So be very careful. And I'm just going to keep reverting back to, like Dave Ramsey said, you know, hey, did we, what are we doing as far as that, you know, you put the money in an account versus putting it in there. You'll make some interest off it if you find the right spot. And you can use that money if you need to fix your car, but you'll be better off ahead than buying one of these. And because 99% of the time you don't need the money. And when you sell the car, that money will still be there. And you can keep it there for your next car in case, or you can take it and use it to buy the car or whatever you need to do. So speaking of, your TV's on. Guess who's on TV? Is it Danica or Donica?
Danica's
on. She's selling more extended warranties. She must know we're talking about her. That popped up. The commercial's on there. So the one that she talks about, though, you can't buy in California. If you read the wording at the bottom of it, when it's up on the TV. So I find it interesting. They have been pushing that thing really hard. The one that was being pushed really hard before in California is gone now. No more commercials. Does it make you wonder?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me wonder. They probably folded up and took the money and ran.
Well, I was going to say.
What is that song? Go on, take the money and run.
That was
a long time ago.
No. Well, I know the band. I'm just trying to think of his name. Steve Miller Band.
Yes, it was.
On a usual basis, I'll say we will start to criticize our state government here. But this is one of the times where the state government really was looking out for its people.
And well, because California has a whole consumer division.
Yes.
With the Bureau of Automotive Repair, we have insurance. And most states have laws in a division that handles insurance stuff. I mean, they do. Most states do have that. So, but our rules here are a lot more strict when it comes to who can sell that kind of stuff, things like that.
Absolutely.
It's very, very, and usually extended warranties fall under selling insurance, basically, mm-hmm. as far as that goes, because it is definitely kind of an insurance policy that you're buying.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's, again, we use that word as self-insure. And again, the protection that you get, where else do you get that protection? From your insurance as well. So
you do.
Yeah.
You do. So Mike, in closing, and we're winding it down here pretty quickly, my friend. Mm-hmm. But in closing, my suggestion is if you're going to buy one of these extended warranties, have somebody you know that knows them well look over it with you. Most likely you're not going to buy it, but we're going to go with the best recommendation is to take that money, put it in a savings account instead of paying for this extended warranty, and have the money there for you to, if you need it for repairs, most likely you're going to end up with more money in your pocket than you would have buying the extended warranty, right?
That's right.
So that's my take on it. And that's what the show was all about today. Just giving you all a little bit of good advice, hopefully.
Absolutely.
But make sure buyer beware, know what you're buying, know what it covers, and know what your out of pocket's going to be, because you might be surprised when you find out. We have several customers that get a little angry because their warranties do not cover everything that they thought it did. So as far as that goes. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We truly appreciate you joining us on this Saturday right after Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. Got all the turkey and tryptophan they needed. Got all the naps in, as Brendan did when he needed to. And to even taking a little Rusty for a walk was a great idea. So there you go. But we hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Everybody was safe. Make sure and stay tuned for next week. We'll be back live. Auto Talk Radio, always here for your automotive enjoyment. Thanks for joining us. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. Be back next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.